I like the area and a lot of people in the area. So it was, for me, it was a pretty easy, as long as everything worked out, you know, family-wise and being able to provide and things like that, it was the right time, the right fit, and I'm excited for it. And actually, I'm coming into tech at a really good time. I anticipate, I think we're going to be really good. And I think I'm going to benefit from a lot of hard work that those guys have done to build the program to the strength it is right now. Tech has a good team. Mel and Billy have done a great job, and Damon as well. I don't want to discredit him. Have done a great job in putting together some good talent. Like being out on the recruiting trail, you know what they brought in. And to be honest with you, I personally feel ticked my butt in recruiting on the recruiting trail. Tech has set up with some good talent now and coming in down the road. So it just felt right. Long-winded answer, but it just felt right.
Yeah, well, no, that's great. Coach, Mel, I wanted to ask you, I know it's early, but what do you expect the dynamics to be as far as guys helping out on power play, penalty kill? Do we have any of those duties kind of assigned yet or no?
Yeah, we've talked about that briefly. Obviously, Joe with experience with goaltenders, and he'll work with our defensemen also. And we haven't talked about special teams very much at this point. But and then Joe will jump into the recruiting and handle some of it with Billy, and we'll have some crossover, and I'm sure they'll have some areas where they go at. And that's the beauty of Joe. He's been a head coach for a long time and did a phenomenal job when he was there in the North American Hockey League with the Sioux Indians. I mean, so he's been a head coach. He's had to deal with a lot of the various positions and things. So he can coach any position, and that's the beauty of it, and that's the experience that he brings. And that's why when we started looking for a guy, he was right at the top of our list. So, but we'll have some meetings. I know I got Joe coming over next Monday, and we'll talk, and we're starting to put things together for the fall and start to get our recruiting and where we need to go and early, but that's the beauty of having Joe, is he can pretty well do anything, so which I like. I like, and I'd like to be able to delegate, and I know Joe can run practices and as well as Billy can, so it takes some pressure off me, gives me some time to do some other things also. So we're just excited to have Joe, and I think I've got as good a staff as any in college hockey.
Joe, do you have in your mind what your strengths are as far as what areas of the country or of North America as far as recruiting you feel comfortable with and connected to?
I'm actually pretty comfortable, I think, in every area, and have contacts most in every area except for one area that came up the other day. There's a player that I'd seen a couple years ago that's a Quebec kid, and I actually reached out to Mel and Billy and asked if they had connections there to kind of get an update on this kid, because he's contacted me. He saw that I had moved and knew their situation at Northern, so he sent me a note. So I guess Quebec, I haven't really beat that up, but I've been to the Maritimes several times. I've been over to Europe. I've recruited extensively in BC. That was one thing. I mean, when I was at Northern, I did a bulk of the recruiting, so it was, so I was out. I was beating it all up. I'm comfortable out west. Billy's comfortable out west. So immediately we're going to be able to cross-reference. We did that last night, actually, sitting by the bonfire. We were talking about players, and I was quizzing him, asking him who he liked, some guys that I had liked that were on my list, and asking how he felt about him. We got talking, so we have a feeling for who, what type of players. I have a good feel. I know the makeup that Mel brought in at Michigan. I know the makeup of the type of player that they're bringing in at Tech. So I think I'm comfortable with that type of player as well. And those competitive kids are the kind of kids that you want. That compete hard, play hard, want the puck, want to chase the puck, want to hang on to the puck. So I'm pretty comfortable in every area. I think I haven't spent a ton of time in Manitoba, a little bit Saskatchewan over the last couple of years. And although I recruited, when I was at Lake State, recruited Ontario extensively. At Northern, we didn't beat it. Although I kept my contacts alive there, we didn't beat it hard in Ontario. But I'm familiar with that area, especially having grown up in Sault Ste. Marie and playing there, and then coaching juniors. We got some players out there as well.
Yeah, now, Coach, you got all three Division I UP schools under your belt now,
Yeah, I guess. Somebody asked me, I said, my next stop, I guess, is Finlandia if I ever get that opportunity, so I could cover the full gamut. I went the other way with it. I said, I'm just trying to work at every school in Michigan at this stage.
Yeah, Joe. Well, obviously, and the beauty of it too is Joe and Ed run into each other pretty much all of June. I think every weekend we're in the same rink in June at all the USHL camps. So it was nice to, you know, just compare notes and watch different players and get a feel for what we both saw there. So obviously, like I said, Joe will fit in with our staff very well. And obviously, Billy went all the way over there just to spend some time with him. So I think that's great. And we're really looking forward to the year. Like I said, it's the team set up well. They've had a great summer. Our staff is complete now, and we're anxious to get going. So we're going to try and take a little bit of downtime, all of us, the next couple of weeks. But at the same time, whenever we get together, whenever we talk, you know, hockey's not too far off our minds. So, and that's what I like. Joe's the kind of guy that can come in the office, and we're just going to sit and talk hockey for a while before we even get on to our team or some other things. And it's important to have a person who likes to do that. So I'm very excited to have Joe on board, and I'm really looking forward to the year.
Well, Joe, we can't thank you enough for joining us today. Again, congratulations. We're so happy you're part of the Michigan Tech hockey family now, and can't wait to drop the puck. I don't want to wish away summer, but boy, I wish the season started a little bit quicker, and I know you're probably feeling the same way.
I am, and I want to thank, I've gotten a lot of people have reached out with congratulations from the Houghton area, and I want to make sure that I thank them. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to get going. I actually told my wife, I was over there, I think, on Tuesday or Monday this week, and on Tuesday I was ready to go back over and start getting at it again. So I'm actually looking forward to next week. I'm probably, we're going to meet on Monday. I think I'm going to stay over and stick around on Tuesday too, just to get a little bit more acclimated. So I'm excited.
Well, Joe, I'm very familiar with the Sioux. I'm very familiar with Marquette. We have the best summers around. So get here and start enjoying it a little bit before you have to really, really get down to business. All right.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Joey.
Joe Sean, the new assistant coach for the Michigan Tech hockey team, joining us today on a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show. We have more of Mel coming up right after this.
The City of Hancock presents Key Ingredients Friday night from 6 to 8, an evening of music and food on the sidewalk. Take a walk through town and enjoy great music by Mike Irish, Greenstone, Clay Hillman, Dave Bazzotte, and so many more. Food by Habaneros, Geminani's, Nutini's, La Caliba, Chef Mark from Portage, Studio Pizza, Finlandia, and more. Come and experience Hancock Alive with taste, sounds, and laughter. It's Key Ingredients Friday night from 6 to 8 in Hancock.
As a nation, landing on the moon redefined what's possible. One small step led to a giant leap for mankind. Dr. Reminga has redefined what's possible when it comes to your foot pain. Laser technology is here, only at Northern Foot Care Center. Laser is a giant leap towards solving your heel pain, unsightly fungal nails, sports injuries, and many types of foot pain. Drug-free, pain-free, and no surgery. Ask about laser. Call 482-9950 or click Northern Foot care.com.
Get your pet ready for summer adventures with a quick stop at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Find insect repellents and insect blankets for instant relief. The Just Right Life Jacket for Bowser. Thunder shirts if he gets nervous when it goes boom. And Best Buy Bones when he deserves a treat. Shop Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Here on town.
The Maple Leaf Post 291 on the Bootjack Road in Lake Linden has great Sunday specials from 7 till closing. $1.50 rail, booze, and domestic beers, $3 12-inch pizzas, and free pool, darts, and foosball. Enjoy Sundays at the Maple Leaf on the Bootjack Road, Lake Linden.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with the name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See the full line of Anderson products at McGann Building Supply in Hancock, the area's only Anderson window dealer.
Things are heating up this month at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 7-Up 12 packs of cans, 2 for $7.60. All Coke 2-liter products are 4 for $5. All Mountain Dew flavors of 20 ounces are 2 for $2.22. All 15 and 18 packs of beer, priced to move out the door. Plus the deal of all deals, 32 ounce Powerades at record lows, 10 for $10. Originally $1.99 a piece. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Bucko's Party Store, Calumet.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at the Tax Resolution Group help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help get your liens lifted and your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS.